change again.
Ah, but they didn't. Soon you were pouring good money after bad. And then there was only one way out. Huh? You built that secret room...
which these fools of policemen looked straight past.
That's enough of that.
Stashed away the only valuable papers you had left and set up the fire. And then it occurred to you what a splendid opportunity it was for revenge.
What sort of revenge? Why did he have to frame an innocent man? What had young McFarlane done to you, old Acre?
I'm saying no more.
This is a very deep, malicious, vindictive person. You evidently don't know that he was once refused by McFarlane's mother.
So that's it.
It must have rankled in his brain all these years. He's longed for vengeance, but never seen his chance. Not until now.
Oh, it could have been a masterpiece of villainy. Huh? The will and the motive that gave McFarlane, the hiding of the stick, the remains in the timber store. It was a net with no escape. And then you threw it all away. You wanted to improve on perfection, and you ruined it all.
What the devil are you on about?
The thumbprint. The impossible thumbprint. You're no master criminal, Oldacre. You don't have the supreme gift of the true artist. You don't know when to stop. Damn your soul.
Get him outside.
Yes, sir. Go on. You heard the inspector.
All right. I'm coming. There's no need for that. I've a good deal to thank you for, Holmes. Perhaps I'll pay my debt someday.
Oh, I fancy your time will be fully occupied for some few years. Oh, by the way, what was it you put into the fire besides your old trousers? A dog? Or rabbits? Or what?
You're so clever. Find out for yourself.
Well, if you ever write it up, Watson, you can make a couple of rabbits serve your turn.
Not very dramatic.
So, Lestrade. My client?
He'll be released the moment I get back to London.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear it. Young McFarlane was guilty of nothing more than being somewhat over-trusting, which hardly justifies a stay behind bars, however short. Yes, perhaps I should advise him to sue for wrongful arrest. What do you think, Watson?
Yes, perhaps you should. On the other hand, didn't he tell us his law firm is one of the most respected in the country? I believe you want as little publicity about this as possible.
Yes, you're quite right. Better for all concerned if it's simply forgotten. Lestrade?
Much better. Thank you, Mr. Holmes. Yes.
Well, then we'll be on our way. Watson?
Mr. Holmes?
Lestrade?
You've saved an innocent man's life and you've prevented a very grave scandal. It would have ruined my reputation in the force.
Ah, my good sir. You'll find that your reputation has been enormously enhanced. A most notable arrest, and all thanks to your sterling efforts.
What do you mean, that? You don't want your name to appear?
Not at all. The work is its own reward.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I shall get the credit one day. Eh, Watson?
Oh, yes, indeed.
But until then, the glory is all yours. Just make a few alterations in that report you're writing, and the world will see how hard it is to throw dust in the eyes of Inspector Giles Lestrade.
In The Norwood Builder, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Peter Salas as Jonas Oldacre, and Donald G. as Inspector Lestrade. John McFarlane was played by David Holt, Elaine McFarlane by Melinda Walker, Mr. McFarlane by Jonathan Adams, Mrs. Lexington by Carol Walker, Mr. Graham by Lewis Jones, Vicky by Melanie Hudson, Constable Robbins by Jonathan Tafler, Constable Davis by Matthew Morgan, the first fireman by Keith Drinkle, and the second fireman by David Thorpe. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Norwood Builder was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed